I want to basically introduce you to this literature, but at the same time, to whatever extent I can, I want to provide some modest level of inspiration that shows you that these things, you can engage these practices, you can accomplish these practices, and you can do all kinds of fairly transformative things by doing so. So with that in mind, let me share the first seminal story in my life around this whole business. About 30 years ago, I just finished a five-year undergraduate program. I was a totally stressed out student trying to figure out what to do with my life. So I took a year off of school, and I worked in a surgical unit. I also worked in a maximum security federal prison. It was the greatest employment year I've had, you know, to work in just really intense human conditions. And I started doing a lot of reading on, I wasn't a Buddhist then at all, but I was interested in spirituality, and I started doing a lot of reading in the New Age stuff, you know, the whole channeling thing, which was really big back then. Seth, does anybody remember Seth material? Oh my gosh, there's a lot of people, that's so cool. Yeah, Edgar Cayce, you know, I mean, the whole channeling thing. So about 30 years ago, this is when I was working as a surgical orderly. I was thinking about going to medical school, and I started doing all this research on acupuncture at that time. Acupuncture 30 years ago in the United States was virtually non-existent. I mean, it was like nothing out there. So I was, you know, reading all this stuff, which wasn't much, on acupuncture. I was reading all this stuff about channeling, and I started having these strange kind of dreams of premonition, dreams of a sort of anticipation. You know, I felt, I mean, I've never been pregnant in this life, but there was a sense of pregnancy. I felt like something was coming, and my dreams started to become more not lucid, but just clear and vivid. And there was a sense of inarticulate anticipation. And then one day, when I was talking to my sister about something in physics, because one of my studies, my undergraduate studies was in physics, my mind just broke. I entered a type of experience that it was one of these major before and after experiences. My life would never be the same. And even now, 30 years later, it's a little hard for me to wrap my mind around exactly what happened, but I have a pretty good bead. So my mind just like completely shattered. And for the next 2 weeks, I entered a state that was quite indescribable. I was 23 years old at the time. And one of the characteristics of this state was almost a level of constant consciousness. You know, I was basically lucid dreaming all the time, and I hadn't had lucid dreams before that. So I was just like lucid dreaming constantly. My entire waking reality became very dreamlike and utterly metaphoric. It's like everything that was happening to me was a message. You know, my world just became alive and pulsating and breathing and sacred. And, you know, I mean, for a young guy, this was like, whoa, you know, how cool. It's like everything became like a dream. Everything had meaning. Everything had so much richness and vibrancy. And after about 2 weeks, I started to freak out. I started to lose it because I couldn't tell what was real anymore, you know? I literally couldn't tell whether I was awake or whether I was dreaming. So after about 2 weeks of this experience, I started having a little bit of a meltdown, you know, a little psychic emergency here, because I couldn't tell what was real anymore, and it freaked me out. We're going to talk a lot about this and how it is that based on just that level of anxiety that we freeze this world constantly in order to avoid that kind of fear. So basically what happened was I had to force this out, or otherwise I really thought I was going to go crazy because I had no reference point anymore. I didn't know it was real. So I actually took a sudden leave of work, and like I usually do, I was a big ski bum back then, so I came out here and I basically took a ski vacation for 10 days. And that kind of landed me back, you know, I came back. But my life was never the same. You know, after that experience, then I kind of started to back up, and it was like, okay, whoa, what was that? What the hell was that all about? So I started about a 10-year journey, actually, that eventually led into my deep study of Buddhism. And part of that was a first foray into the study of lucid dreaming, which, interestingly enough, was about the time this stuff was starting to come around. So the synchronicities were interesting. Lucid dreaming as a discipline was starting around the same time. So the reason I became so enamored with the Buddhist tradition was that as I searched somewhat desperately, actually, for a while, to find a paradigm or a container that could help me understand my experience. I studied Sufism. I did the whole spiritual supermarket thing. And then really, by process of elimination, one day I started reading about Buddhism. In fact, it was Houston Smith's seminal book, you know, Religions. At that time, it was politically incorrect, Religions of Man. Now it's called The World's Religions. But I remember when I came across his teachings on Zen in that book, I was just nodding my head all the time. And I realized, oh my God, I must be a Buddhist. And that was it. I mean, boom, I found my home. And then over the course of 20 more years, and it took probably 10 years after that, so it wasn't until about 10 years ago when I was doing my three-year retreat. Dream yoga is a big part of the last year of three-year retreats, where we engage in it in months on end. Illusory form during the day, dream yoga at night. And I discovered when I was in that phase that this is exactly the type of practice that I was experiencing somewhat spontaneously 20 years before. So when I was able to conjoin my experience with lucid dreaming and dream yoga, I became really passionate and excited about this whole discipline. And it's only recently that I've started to share this and teach on it. And it actually really excites me. So I'm going to share some of my passion with you.